I think what everyone is doing is saying that they're going to fight ISIS or Islamic State, Daesh. But in fact, their real interest, contrary to John Kirby, is the Syrian civil war. The issue is who controls the central government. Will it continue to be the Assad regime, or will it be the Sunni rebels? And the Sunni state of Saudi Arabia is interested in helping the rebels against the Iranian-backed central regime. And that's really, I think, what's at issue here. ISIS is secondary. It's an excuse. There's a legitimacy. Everybody agrees it's fine to fight ISIS. But most of the forces involved are primarily interested in the control of the country. I think the country is already divided in three between the, roughly speaking, Shi-oriented central government, the Sunni rebels, Sunni Arab rebels, and the Kurds. I don't see that changing, but that's not the way everyone views it, and some hope that they can affect a change.
Why does this push come at this particular time?
Because the regime troops, backed by the Iranians and the Russians, are doing well and might even take Aleppo. So the rebels are on the defensive, are doing badly, and therefore not just the Saudis, but also the Turks are talking about entering into, well, the Saudis are talking about it, the Turks seem to be preparing for it, to move into Syria to support the Sunni rebels.
What would they actually be doing inside of Syria? Because everybody has the pretext of fighting against ISIS. It's very interesting that Saudi Arabia and Turkey, which ostensibly have supplied and possibly even have allowed the training of ISIS inside their own countries, and now they're going to be tasked with going into the country to fight this group. I don't necessarily see that happening. But if they were to go into the country, and if all of a sudden, you know, the Saudi army, as you said, they take over the central government, wouldn't this charade finally be up? Wouldn't the facade drop and people actually see what roles these other countries are playing inside of Syria?
Yeah, it's not much of a facade as is. Everyone can see that the Turks have claimed that they're fighting ISIS, and in fact they're fighting the Kurds. These are not particularly impressive facades at the present time. I suspect it'll be the same with the Saudis. They'll say they're fighting ISIS, but in fact they're fighting the central government. ISIS is a convenient target. Everybody agrees it's horrid. Everybody agrees it must go. But in fact, others have higher priorities than getting rid of ISIS. So ISIS has not been destroyed yet and could yet continue for a while. But should there be an actual coalition against ISIS, it's doomed. Recent estimates show it has 25 to 30,000 fighters. They are not terribly well armed, and they're taking on the combined forces of Iran and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Turkey and Russia and the United States and France and Britain. How can they do that? If there really were an alliance against ISIS, it would be gone very quickly.
Let's say that Saudis do go into Syria. Is it possible that their actions could improve the situation there at all?
I expect there'll be one more force battling away within the Syria-Iraq arena. I don't know that it will be decisive, but it will be one more force against the central government of Bashar al-Assad. There are plenty of forces fighting on its behalf, and now there are plenty of forces fighting against it.
Well, would they improve the situation, maybe free some towns or possibly bring aid to some impoverished people there?
To be sure. Yeah, no, the Saudi involvement, direct involvement in Syria will help the rebel cause. How much? I don't know, but I don't think that much. If the Turks get involved, it would help it more. But the Turks are primarily interested in the Kurds. That's not going to change.